You're listening to All Things Cage at Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and this week I'd like to break from my usual conversational format and simply share with you a few of my favorite John Cage vocal works performed by one of my favorite vocal groups, Ars Nova. Ars Nova is a Danish vocal ensemble that was founded in 1979 and is known widely for its exquisite interpretations of the polyphonic choral music of the Renaissance, as well as contemporary vocal music. The works we'll hear this evening are their renditions of Cage's Living Room Music from 1940, Hymns and Variations from 1979, and two back-to-back versions of Cage's 4-2 from 1991, all conducted by Tamás Vétó, the Hungarian-born Danish choral and opera conductor, and all found on the 1998 Mode 71 CD, Cage Edition 18, entitled The Choral Works 1. We'll listen first to Cage's Living Room Music, a work in four movements lasting roughly 20 minutes, scored for vocalizing percussion quartet. This is a popular favorite and is occasionally performed in a casual, charming, and semi-dramatized setting. The first and last movements are played on household objects, such as magazines, a table, books, or the floor, or using household architectural objects, such as window frames. The optional third movement is a melody performed by one player on any suitable instrument, and the text of the popular second movement, The World is Round, is by Gertrude Stein. Next, we'll listen to Cage's Hymns and Variations from 1979, a 20-minute work scored for 12 amplified singers, three voices covering each of the original four voice parts of traditional choral settings. Here, Cage employed subtractive techniques, two hymns by William Billings, Old North and Heath. Billings, who lived from 1746 to 1800, was born in Boston and was largely self-taught. He became a member of the first New England school, also known as the Yankee Tunesmiths, and is today considered the first American choral composer. Few particulars are known of his life, although a contemporary apparently noted once that Billings had an unusual appearance and a strong addiction to snuff. And while Billings died in poverty, American copyright laws coming too late in his life to do him or his music much good, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. As I said, Cage treated each of the two Billings hymns, Old North and Heath, with his subtractive technique for a total of five iterations each, resulting in a composition comprising a total of two hymns and 10 variations. His subtractive techniques here were similar to those he used in the composition of his apartment house, 1776, removing some notes altogether, extending the lengths of others. He also disrupted the harmonies created or implied by the original four vocal lines by splitting each line to travel between the three singers of each of the corresponding four voice parts, creating an interesting spatial effect. Chance is used to make subtle dynamic shifts, as well as subtle crescendos and diminuendos. Lastly, Hymns and Variations makes use of mostly vowel sounds, which Cage extracted from Billings' original hymn texts, sung in Cage's adaptations without vibrato. Occasionally, a final consonant of a word makes a refreshing appearance, giving us something reminiscent of a cadence. As has been noted by several Cage scholars, Richard Kostolanitz, William Brooks, and David Nichols among them, Cage viewed his adaptations as taking away from Billings' settings their harmonic logic and reframing them in a new modern light. Billings is certainly still present in Cage's adaptations, but as he himself once put it, you can recognize it as 18th century music, but it's suddenly brilliant in a new way. And lastly, we'll listen to two back-to-back versions of Cage's 4-2 from 1990, roughly 7 minutes in length each, one of his late so-called number pieces written in time bracket notation. The number pieces were all composed in the last years of Cage's life, and because of their use of his last compositional strategy, the use of time brackets, which encourages indeterminate shifts in the entrances, executions, and exits of individual parts, they can never be performed in exactly the same way twice. Let me paraphrase from one of James Pritchett's writings on the subject of Cage's number pieces, a term he coined, by the way, who explains that the titles of the number pieces is simply the number of performers, or in some cases the number of parts, required to perform it, such as 1 for solo piano, 2 for flute and piano, 101 for an orchestra of 101 players, and so on. The majority of the number pieces are instrumental works, but 4-2, the superscript 2 indicating that this is the second in the series of Cage's 4 compositions, is among the exceptions. 4-2, like so many of Cage's works, is aleatoric. However, the use of time brackets results in a kind of controlled indeterminacy. Each of the 4 parts of the vocal ensemble is a series of such brackets, and the score specifies a period of elapsed clock time in which the music in each must begin and end, although the exact placement of the materials is free within these limitations. The text consists of only the letters that spell the U.S. state name, Oregon, befitting the dedicatees of the ensemble who commissioned the work, the Madrigal Choir of the Hood River Valley High School. And while we'll hear that the work as performed twice by Ars Nova is surely recognizable from one rendition to another, we'll also hear the inevitable variations. Cage himself was very fond of the number pieces, by the way. As he once said in reference to the lot of them, "After all these years, I'm finally writing beautiful music." Now, on to living room music.
Once upon a time, a time, I once upon a time, I once upon a time, a time, a time, I once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time, I once upon a time, a time, once upon a time, upon a time, upon a time, a time upon a time, upon a time upon a world, 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 world. World, 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 world. Time. Once upon a time, a time, upon a time, a time upon a time, a time, a once upon a time.
The world was round.
And you and it, and you could go on it, you could go, you could go, and you could go on it, and you could go on it, you could go on you and it, and you and it. You could go and you could go and it, you it and it, you it, you could go and it, and it, you could go and it, and you could go around and around and around,
you it,
around and around, around and around, around and around and around, around and around, around and around and around, around and around and around, around and around. Around
could
and around.
And that could. Around and around.
Now hymns and variations.
Thank you.
And lastly, two back-to-back versions of Cage's 4-2.